Welcome to the Heads and Volleys podcast with me, Lee Dunn.
Is it fun? That's the magic question that we all want to know, right? Is it fun for our players? And if you think about what most coaching education teaches you is in terms of making it relative to the player, being able to engage the player. But something I think that we forget is that we are coaching kids. We're not coaching professionals, unless you're a professional coach, of course, listening to this. But mostly we're coaching young players. Even high school would still consider young, and they still need to have fun when they play. Now, often fun can be perceived as not learning. It can be perceived as kind of sometimes a waste of time. You know, as I lead coaching education for the Federation, often people are worried that too much fun means not enough learning. And we'll talk about that here a little bit just for some anecdotal evidence. But the first question I always look at is it fun? Would I want to play in this practice that I've created here? Would I want to be a part of this? And if you think about what the start of most practices look like in terms of players arrive and there's some sort of game and it's exciting for the players, that is fun. But my big question is kind of what happens beyond. So the thought for this comes from a tweet that I just saw, and that was around even the elite players having fun, they're laughing, they're engaging with each other, they're having a good time. So then I reflect on having just been to ODP for the Far West Regional Championships in Arizona, and we talk about it being a performance environment for the best players that we picked from our regional pool, the kind of the state pool, to come and represent the state of Northern California. And they are players with outstanding potential. They understand, they're the dream player that we would like to work with. I work with the 2011 boys. If you could pick any 2011 boys, you would pick these players. They're committed, they're driven, they watch the game, they like the game. They kind of understand the bigger picture and the alphabetti spaghetti, there we go, soup, that is the ECNL and the MLS Next and all of this stuff. And they're all exposed to it, and they know, they're driven, they want to be in that environment. We talk for the whole time about it becoming a performance environment. And in reflection, a part of my reflection after this, because we always reflect, right? We always write things down. We always talk about it with our co-coaches or with our directors. And one of the things that I think that was a negative almost too much is that it was too sterile. It was too performance driven. It was too much about being in bed on time. All of our players had to hand their phones in to us before bedtime, which is a really good thing. I actually really enjoyed it. And seeing the players kind of open up away from their phones. One of my players, for example, has 9 hours of average screen time on his phone per day. 9 hours. And he's another wonderful soccer player, very committed, but he has 9 hours. So literally when he's not playing soccer or engaged in school, he has his phone in his face. So we take their phones and encourage them to be kids and encourage them to engage with each other. But what we didn't really do is give them any guidance, didn't give them any games to play, didn't give them anything to talk about, which is good or bad. I guess it depends on which way you look at it. Sometimes they just need that unstructured activity and they had fun in their bedrooms and they were a little noisy after lights out and they were playing soccer in the hallway and just little things that's very much like, don't do that, but kind of just do it a little bit more and then I'll tell you off. You know, go and have some fun with it. But it was very sterile. So then we end up with, so we struggle in our first two games. There was an element of the coaching staff talking about how we seemed underprepared. We seemed too rigid. We couldn't seem to let loose and play the soccer that we had seen these players play in scrimmages and in trainings before we had gone. And the reason we had picked these players was not showing. Very surprising to see the way some of these players played. We thought, you know, maybe stage fright, playing in front of regional and national team scouts and MLS scouts, you know, all these amazing people that are watching our games play with the expectation that Northern California's very strong teams historically, they want to come and see what talent we've got at the 2011 boys. Well, it didn't show in the first two games. So then we go to game three, and then everything became about how each individual could perform to their best, which would then perhaps raise the quality of the entire group. And so we start going through our motions again, through our warm-up, and things are moving along, but it just doesn't, it feels the same as the other two games. And then some guy comes running over with his walkie-talkie, says, we've got to get off the field right away. There's lightning in the area. There's a lightning delay for games. So everybody packs up, runs off the field. We have two minivans for our 18 players and three staff. One is on the other side of the complex, so we all pile into one right by the field. So in this van are 18 players, three coaches, and it's fun. And if you see the tweet that I shared about it, you'll see these players, these pro players, laughing and joking with each other and laughing at each other and just having that camaraderie that we got when we got all of our players in that bus. And they're laughing. They are 12, 13-year-old boys, so there's weird smells. They are telling jokes. Some of them are yelling. Some of them, and it's just ridiculous. There's one kid pressed against the window because he got on the bus first and was instantly regretting that decision. We got out of the bus as coaching staff because it was disgusting inside. But they had so much fun. For those 15 minutes of lightning delay, created an environment that we did not create outside for our players to enjoy. We played games, we did icebreakers, we did all of these funny things, but everything was still very sterile. That bus was very much uncontrolled because we didn't expect it. So we just put them in and we were checking our phones, checking the big screens, waiting for when we could go back on the field. So then, sure enough, the lightning delay lifts, we go back out, and there's a different feeling. It feels different for our players, for the environment. And at this point, it's hailing sideways. It's 40 degrees. We're in the desert of Arizona. It's freezing. It's miserable. The seven substitutes would be well within their rights to just curl up in a ball and just refuse to go on and play. It was miserable. But it turned a corner for our players, and they played. They played so well. And I don't know if it was, we did miserable in our first two games, so we got nothing to lose, so let's go at it. And everything that we talked about with them during the day and all their one-on-one performance reviews, all of these things maybe clicked. But I just can't help but feel that that moment for those players getting on that bus and laughing around was just the catalyst for them to turn around and be brave when they got on that field. So the game finishes 1-1. We play against a team who think that they are going to beat us, that they could potentially go to the championships. And then we frustrate them. We have a player sent off. We end up scoring right at the end from a free kick. Check out my Instagram. The video's on there. The laughing's on there. The excitement of the players. So it's phenomenal. And I just can't help but think that that fun was something that just pushed them forward. So let's go fast forward to your training environment. And if your players are showing up, as I always preach, and as you may already do, they show up and they play. They're playing some form of a game, whether that is heads and volleys, it could be cuppies, it could just be scrimmaging, it could be shooting on the goal, whatever it is, but it's fun. They're there, they're having fun. It's kind of unstructured. So then what does the continuation of your training session look like? Does it look like, okay, stop everyone, now I'm the coach and I'm in charge and here's what we're going to do today because of perhaps the fear that we're not learning if we're having too much fun, or maybe you feel like your players are a little silly and the best way to quote unquote control them is to keep it very structured and give them kind of minute by minute, second by second exercise and activity that keeps them structured and under control. Maybe that's your environment. And then think about the conversation I had recently with another coaching friend who said, you know, I have to do that to keep them calm. And I think, well, in the nicest possible way, reflect on your session and think about why they would rather mess around than they would engage in what you've given them to do as players. Now, they are not these driven ODP level players that will do anything for you, will do anything they can because they understand the bigger picture and the bigger purpose why they're there. These are mostly young kids who are just competitive soccer players turning up and having a nice time with their friends. They like you as a coach. They like the environment. So now, does it switch to you saying as a coach, this is what we do. This is it now. You've had your fun. Now you feel like you're kind of ready. Perhaps you can listen a little bit more. And now we're going to remove that fun element. And again, you may look at it and say, yeah, this is a fun game. But is it fun? Does the ball keep going out? Are there constant coaching pauses? Is it a turn-based environment, 1v1s with five in a line? Is it a complicated game where you have to pass to X before you can go to Y, or you can go to Y once Z and W have happened also? And then it's kind of like, huh, what's going on, coach? And then when the defender wins the ball, do they say, what do I do, coach? Do we lose some of these kind of fun game realistic elements when we almost try too hard and be too creative in our training environment? So there's a wonderful quote that I heard yesterday here at the convention, and it is to be demanding without being demeaning. I think that's really interesting when we consider switching from this fun introduction to then suddenly demanding of our players. But that demeaning element can often be that the fun element has gone because now I'm the coach and I'm demanding you be this consummate professional young soccer player that is going to be a pro, and I want you to be a pro, but you just don't even know what shoe is left and what shoe is right, first and foremost, and you've forgotten your shin guards also. So matching our expectations is a significant part of keeping it fun. And when I think about my own environment, and a good friend of mine asked me, I coach 2016 boys, so they're under eights, they're playing up because our league doesn't play 7v7 at U8, they play 5v5, and say whatever you want about that, but that's the world that we're in. So they play 7v7. They play 2015s. And a friend of mine who is the coach of another team who I played against, he said, so what do you do for a warm-up? You know, your boys are good. They always seem engaged and ready to go. And I said, we literally do nothing. And he's like, yeah, good. But for real, what do you do? And I said, we do nothing. They turn up. We make sure that they're wearing the right kit because, of course, we have three kits, so there's always likely that someone's going to be in the wrong kit or the wrong socks. So we make sure they're all in the right kit. They line their bags up behind the bench. They get the balls out, and they go play. They have fun before the game. And other coaches look at me like I'm just the Antichrist. They are like, what is this guy doing? His kids aren't structured. They're not moving the ball appropriately. They're not, quote unquote, warming up in the same way that we've all been taught through coaching education. They're having fun. I get my wonderful tactics board out. They know the formation. Nothing changes. They know what we've been working on for this cycle. So that's the goal of the game for us, is to measure how many times we attempt our goals of training and connecting the dots. And then I talk to each individual as they are playing around. There's times that we will do like a little half field game. I create a wonderful one because I have 10 players where we do three defenders because we play three in the back. And then I have two waves of three against a goalie. So three will come in and play against the other three. So it's a 3v3. And then we use a plus three of the three players on the halfway line because we play with those two midfielders and the striker. So kind of stagger them out like that. But that's if I'm killing time. And not killing time as in, you know, I kind of got nothing else to do. But sometimes we get there early. We're in an away game. You know, we've got some time to do this. And so it is a structure, but it's kind of just, it happens versus, okay, this is how we start. This is what our warm-up is. And it's fun. And I honestly think that when the players get on the field, there's nothing they're going to learn in that time. And I understand the warm-up is about kind of mental preparation, but they're having fun. So their little bodies are warm. They're engaged in terms of their mind is switched on. And then if I think about the games where we've had to go and win, think about State Cup, think about finals of tournaments, suddenly the pressure changes and it feels like we have to do a warm-up. We have to be ready. And if I think about that environment, same as ODP, perhaps there's too much. So when I'm thinking about fun for my players, the next time we make it to a quote-unquote big game, I'm going to do exactly the same thing. And I'm going to do a little test because this big group has been to three significant games, four significant games actually, and lost all four of them. And I can't help but feel that it's this intimidation, it's this fear, it's this worry about performing versus every other game where they show up and they have a great time and it works. So my final question for you is it fun? Is it relative to your players? And would you also want to be a part of that? I think it's a wonderful environment that we can create for our players. And I challenge you to be demanding without demeaning and make it fun for your players.